With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden White House is not commenting on a reported delay in arms shipments to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Several news organizations cite unnamed sources who say the Biden administration has been holding up certain Boeing-made arms shipments to Israel. The reported delay is seen as an apparent political message to the Israeli government. White House officials are declining to comment on those reports, except to say that America's commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli troops have seized control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing in what the White House described as a limited operation. Fears are mounting of a full-scale invasion of the city, and ceasefire talks with Hamas remain on a knife's edge. The UN warned of a potential collapse of the flow of aid to Palestinians from the closure of Rafah and the other main crossing into Gaza at a time when officials say the northern part of the enclave is experiencing full-blown famine. The Israeli foray overnight into Tuesday came after hours of whiplash in the Israel-Hamas war. Two Republican senators have introduced a bill that would place violent anti-Semitic protesters on the FAA's no-fly list.
Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee have unveiled a bill they call the No Flights for Terrorists Act. It would place on the no-fly list any student, faculty member, professor, or paid agitator if they have called for violence against the Jewish people, been disciplined by a school for such activity, or for pledging allegiance to terrorist groups. Marshall says under the Biden administration, the pro-Hamas protesters are promoting terrorism with no fear of consequences. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 32 points, the NASDAQ dropped 16, the S&P 500 advanced 7. This is SRN News. What happens when you die?
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been the 12th week. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between 15 and 17 years of age to have an abortion without parental consent. The three-party center group agreed on the movement with two left-leaning groups and two center parties. This is SRN News. After some recent swings both up and down for the three markets, Wall Street was relatively calm today. We hear more on the trading day from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks held relatively steady as trading on Wall Street calmed following some sharp swings recently. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday, its fourth straight gain. The Dow edged up 31 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Kenvue, the company behind Band-Aids and Tylenol, rose 6.4% after beating analysts' forecasts for profit and revenue. Disney sank 9.5%. After reporting revenue that fell a bit shy of forecasts. Those companies were among the tail end of those reporting results for the first 3 months of the year. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 4.46%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.